Your host, Jim Fee.
Hey, Chris, how are you this morning?
I'm doing all right. So?
Not too bad. It's not near as cold as I was afraid it was going to be this morning.
Not this morning.
I was prepared for really cold weather this morning, but it's coming.
It's coming. It's going to get colder through the day today.
Yeah. And is the S word in there anywhere?
That's what it's saying. There's a chance today. Not a strong chance, but maybe a little bit.
I don't even know what to say. Yuck. Brett's in with us here this morning as we get going. Cold weather means get those furnaces checked.
You know, I woke up this morning at 2:30 and I got to thinking about garden hoses on the outside.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to get cold. Disconnect them garden hoses today so they don't freeze those outside hydrants.
You can get a few calls that way too.
Yes,
you?
We do in the spring and every year. I'm just trying to remind people today, get it done before it's too late.
It's completely preventable, but it also is very frustrating and costs you money.
Yep. Well, you've seen it yourself even. So, you know, I've seen it at my house. So we all do it. Just a reminder, get that hose disconnected
today.
Not much
fun when that happens, is it?
Yeah.
Hey, tell us about Camlin's.
Hey, the cold's here. Heat bills are also here. Camlin Plumbing and Heating can help help those heat bills and improve the air quality and the evenness of your heat by installing a new Lennox high-efficiency furnace. From 92 to 98% efficient gas furnaces to the 100% efficient electric furnaces, you will be able to battle your energy bills and add on air-to-air heat pump, and you will be able to save up to 40 to 60% on energy. To get an estimate, give us a call in Atlantic at 243-1512 or in Harlan at 755-3286.
Very good. Thank you, Brett. Appreciate that. Today, November 11th, is Veterans Day, a day that we should take a little bit of time to sit back and just think about. Thank a lot. Be very thankful, actually. And thank some of those folks who took their time, who gave up part of their lives to serve us and do what needed to be done to protect us and keep us a free people by serving in the military. Not just us, but keep many folks around the world free by doing their duty in service of our country. Now, a lot of folks wonder, well, gee, how in the world can you ever repay something like that? How do you thank folks for doing something like that? Well, one of the ways you can do that is by helping perhaps to support one of the military charities. Now, quick, off the top of your head, think of a military charity. Think of a charity that benefits veterans. Any come to mind?
Wounded Warriors.
That's one that usually comes to mind for folks. It's something like the Wounded Warrior Project. Mm-hmm. And there's actually a Wounded Warrior Foundation as well. There are two separate, Wounded Warrior Fund and a Wounded Warrior Project. There are two different ones. You know, those are some of the ones that usually come to mind for most people when they think of military charities. But you know, unfortunately, folks don't think of all of them out there. If you go to, there's a website out there for veterans, active service folks. It's military.com. They actually have a whole list of military charity associations. You know, one of the biggest fears when it comes to folks donating anything to charity for any types of reasons is that to make sure that, first of all, it goes to a reputable organization. You know, you don't want it to end up in the hands of someone who's got some organization that they founded simply to dupe you out of your money. You know, there's so much of that out there all the time. And then on the other side, even if you do find a reputable organization, how much of the money that you give is actually going to help out the purpose that you intended, or how much of it goes to administrative costs or whatever else? Well, the military.com does have a list of military charity associations. And it's not just, you know, members of the military or veterans, whether they be folks who are on active duty, reserve, National Guard, those types of things, or the veterans themselves, but also different charities that help family members as well. You know, when you stop and think about it, it's not just the veterans who sacrificed. Sure, it's easy to take a look at that, but usually they're the first ones to say, hey, our family sacrificed too. You know, the kids had to grow up maybe without a mom or a dad close by for a period of time. The spouse was left behind to have to tend to all the other matters to try to, you know, make a life while the other spouse was gone serving. So it's a family affair. When someone joins the military and decides to give up some of their time, it's not just an individual decision if they happen to have a family. It is a family decision, and it's a family sacrifice that's made. And a lot of these different charitable associations, charitable organizations, organizations. They're of different types and styles, but they all provide different types of things that are needed. Advocacy, emergency assistance, grants, counseling, things like that. All kinds of support, both direct and indirect. And there are several different ones that you could, when you stop and think about it, to take a look at. Now, they list a number of them here, too, for folks if they would want to do something nice on Veterans Day. You know, it's not always possible to go seek out a veteran or a veteran's group of folks and actually shake their hands or salute them back or thank them in some way. But this is a way that you could also do it, too, and it's something that, you know that it's going to help out a lot of folks in different ways. But they do have different types of service aid. Specific assistance organizations, the Air Force Aid Society, the Army has an emergency relief fund, Coast Guard has a mutual assistance fund, and both the Navy and Marine Corps have a relief society as well. So you can do specific aid and assistance organizations. But when it comes to charitable organizations, there are really a bunch of them, dozens of them, that they list as ones that will indeed benefit a number of military and military family members. And some of them are ones that you probably maybe have never heard of. Some of them are ones that you probably have and never really kind of thought much about it being something that would help out in that way. The very first one, these are listed alphabetically to a certain extent, and one of the very first ones listed is the American Red Cross. You know, I don't think that would be first to pop into your mind when I say, think of an association. Think of a charity that benefits veterans and their families. Well, they benefit a lot of different ways. A lot of folks think of the Red Cross up front as being, oh, well, that's where I can give blood. Well, you know, can help people that way. And yeah, that may very well be helping veterans and their families. But, of course, the Red Cross has a lot of other duties that they have to perform, including contact with service personnel, deliveries and things like that. There are all kinds of different duties that they perform. So that's one to think about. There's the American Gulf War Veterans Association. There's the Armed Forces Relief Trust, the Armed Services YMCA of the USA, the Fisher House Foundation. There are plenty of others. Reconnect America, Aerospace Education Foundation. There's the Air Force Enlisted Widows Group. There's the Armed Forces Foundation, Astronauts Memorial Fund. We kind of sometimes forget that a lot of those guys are veterans as well. In fact, probably all of them are. The Billy Blanks Foundation, the Blinded American Veterans Foundation. There's the Blinded Veterans Foundation, Blue Star Moms. Also, Comfort for America's Uniformed Services Elite. There's the Enduring Freedom KIA Fund. There's the Fallen Patriot Fund, the First Command Educational Foundation. There's another one that should be high on a lot of folks' radars these days because they've been getting a lot of attention for a lot of the things that they've done, and especially for the military families, and that's a group called the Folds of Honor. Also, the Freedom Alliance, Freedom is Not Free, a Global War on Terrorism Veterans in Need. There's the Help Hospitalized Veterans Group, the Homes for Our Troops Group, the IMA Hero Collection. There's the Intrepid Fallen Heroes Fund, the Marines Helping Marines, Men of Easy Company Association, Military Chaplains Association of the USA. There's the Military Community Youth Ministries. There's plenty of others, too. Mission Continues, National Defense University Foundation, the National Veterans Services Fund, the Navy Safe Harbor Foundation, the Officers Christian Fellowship, Operation First Response, Operation Gratitude, Operation Homefront, Operation Interdependence, Operation Love Reunited. There's Our Forgotten Warriors. There's Paralyzed Veterans of America, Phoenix House, Points of Light, Project Keeping Cadence. There's Raising Consciousness America, Red Cross Army Forces Emergency Service Systems, See Your Troops Foundation, Skip Cares, Military Care Packages. And care packages are something that will be, for the most part, across the country, shipped out here very, very soon. A lot of folks like to do that type of a project here for the holidays. And to get those delivered to the places they have to be delivered by the holidays, the shipping usually happens pretty close to now. So a lot of places will be jumping all over those projects here real soon as well. Also, there's Snowball Express, Special Operations Warrior Foundation, the Survivors of Servicemen, SOS Fund, the Hugs Project, the Toys for Tots Foundation, Tragedy Assistance Program for Survivors, That's a USO pro. There's the USO program, the United States Military Chaplains Association, United Through Reading, Veterans Families United, Veterans Helping Veterans and Others. There's the Veterans of Foreign Wars, the Vietnam Veterans Assistance Fund, the Walter Reed Society, Women in Military Service for America Memorial Foundation. There's the Women's Resource Center of Manatee, the Wounded Warriors Fund, and the Wounded Warrior Project, which we mentioned earlier. Those are all military charity associations that are listed as ones that will directly benefit a lot of military members and their families and survivors through military.com, that website. So, you know, if you're not really sure whether or not some organization that you might be thinking about is one that will actually be able to benefit those folks, you know, a lot of times you can do that. Just get online and check it out a little bit and make sure you're giving to someone who is reputable and who is going to follow through and do the job that you expect them to do. You know, another way to do that, too, would be to talk to some of the local veterans in your community. A lot of different veterans in the community are still active, even though they might not be active service members. They might be active in the local Veterans of Foreign Wars or perhaps through the maybe through your county Veterans Affairs Office, those types of things. They can help you and direct you to some things. And there might be more localized efforts that you might be able to jump into as well to help out maybe some of those veterans who are a little bit closer to home. A lot of them do need some assistance. There are a number of them that need our help in different ways. Not all of them came back the same way that they left us when they took off to defend. So if you can help those folks out, maybe that's a good way to celebrate Veterans Day today. Think about those folks and all the sacrifices that they gave for us. Would we have done the same thing if we were called to do that? Let's hope so. I want to turn things back over to Brett so he could tell us a little bit more this morning about Camblin Plumbing and Heating. Brett?
With winter coming on, many older furnaces are showing signs of wear. Most of those older furnaces are 60 to 80% efficient. Now is the time to call Camblin Plumbing and Heating to get a free estimate on replacing that gas-guzzling furnace. We can give you a cost on replacing that old unit with a new unit up to 98% efficient, or in some cases, even visit with you about a new electric furnace that makes a lot of sense in some communities. With all the models we have to select from, we can get you into a highly efficient unit within your budget and needs. Give us a call in Atlantic at 243-1512 or in Harlan at 755-3286. Thought of the day today comes to us from Indira Gandhi. You cannot shake hands with clenched fist.
Okay.
I guess now they do fist bumps.
That's why we do the knuckle bump. That's right.
Yeah.
We modify everything, don't we? Thank you, Brett. Appreciate it very much. Hey, again, thank you to all those veterans out there who gave a chunk of their time and perhaps a chunk of their lives in some different ways to help us out. And, again, thank you for all that you have done. And make sure you get out and thank a veteran today for all of their service. Hey, go out and make it a great day. And God bless America.